Amazon and friends takes on a new industry, healthcare. What happens when a company defined by utterly ruthless efficiency sets its sights on the flabbiest part of the U.S. economy? We shall see now that Amazon has announced that it, along with Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and banking behemoth J.P. Morgan Chase, will be entering the Dominion of healthcare. The three of our companies have extraordinary resources, and our goal is to create solutions that benefit our U.S. employees, their families, and potentially all Americans, said J.P. Morgan Chairman Jamie Dimon on January 30th, treading lightly, potentially, on the enormous implications, all Americans, that were apparent. As it takes shape, the as-yet-unnamed joint enterprise will nominally serve, without seeking profit, only the 1.2 million people who work for the three companies. But the clear and worthy goal is to confront the Gorgon that has stymied politicians for decades. The triumvirate combines the savvy integrity of the Oracle of Omaha, as America's most admired investor is known, the leadership status and financial muscle of the country's largest bank, and, crucially, Amazon. The retail and tech giant has flourished by innovating relentlessly and expanding omnivorously. Word that Amazon was entering healthcare immediately depressed the value of old-school health insurance companies. Anyone who has been a customer of either knows why. The U.S. healthcare system is the antithesis of Silicon Valley. Grossly inefficient and user-unfriendly, it may be the least transparent enterprise outside the Kremlin. And just as awash in money. The $3.3 trillion that Americans spent on health care in 2016 was close to Germany's entire GDP that year. It accounted for an astounding 18% of the U.S. gross domestic product, twice the share other developed countries typically spend on health, and produced a return on investment that would get any CEO fired. Life expectancy in the U.S. is actually going down,